听力课堂，听 class.com。
Unit 5, A Place to Live. Unit 5, A New Home. Exercise 2. Listen and read. Maria is talking to Rosie. Match the numbers on the plan with the rooms.
How's your hostel, Maria?
Great. I've got a big bedroom.
Has it got a bathroom?
No, it hasn't. But there's a bathroom opposite my room, between Jane's room and Sally's room.
Uh-huh. Is there a nice sitting room?
Yes, there is. It's big, and it's got a television and a telephone.
Is there a coffee bar?
Yes, there's a small one next to the sitting room.
What about a garden?
No, there isn't a garden. But it's near the sea.
Oh, it sounds very nice.
Unit 5. A New Home. Exercise 4. James is talking to Rosie. Listen and note the facilities in his hotel.
So, how's your hotel, James?
It's okay. It's got the usual facilities. A restaurant and a coffee bar.
And it's got a shop.
Yes, it has. You can buy newspapers, magazines, that sort of thing. One problem is that the hotel hasn't got a car park.
Oh, where's your car then?
In the street. That's difficult. And there are no sports facilities. The rooms are nice, though.
What have they got? Televisions?
Yes, I've got a television. But I haven't got a radio. And of course, there isn't a video.
Is that important?
Well, it's important for my work. And I haven't got a fridge in my room to keep food and drink in.
I see. Well, at least there are telephones in every room.
Oh, yes. The rooms have all got telephones. But I'd like to live in my own flatboat.
Unit 5. A New Home. Exercise 7. James would like to live in a flat. Listen and note the answers to the questions in your student's book.
So, what would you like in your flat?
I'd really like a garden. And then, of course, a sitting room, a kitchen, a bathroom, a bedroom.
Only one bedroom?
Yes. One's enough. And I want to be in London, near shops, buses, trains, and so on.
Unit 5. A New Home. Exercise 9. Listen to the conversation and check your questions.
I've got a flat.
Oh, good. Where is it?
In South London.
And has it got a garden?
Yes, it has. A large one.
Great. How much is it?
£150 a week. That's okay.
Unit 5. Possessions. Exercise 4. Stress and intonation. Listen and repeat.
Have you got a pen? Have you got any money? Yes, I have. No, I haven't.
Unit 5. Rooms around the world. Exercise 9.
Pronunciation. Listen to the sound ch in these words.
Chair. Chips. Which.
Listen again and repeat.
Chair. Chips. Which.
Now listen to the sound sh in these words.
Shelf. Shower. Wash.
Listen again and repeat.
Shelf. Shower. Wash.
Listen and repeat these words.
Shop. Chicken. Cheese. Mushrooms. Fish.
Unit 5. Development. Exercise 2. Listen to Cordelia. She is talking about the boat. Answer the questions in your student's book.
The boat's called Castle Eden. It's 8 years old. It's 15 metres long and 2 metres wide. And it's about 5 minutes walk from the city centre on the River Cam. I live on the boat with my husband Michael, my dog George, and my cat Jaffo. We live here all year round. It's more fun on the boat in the summer than in the winter, because in the summer we take the boat out more often. We usually travel about 2.5 hours away to a little place out in the country where people can't get to in a car, so it's very quiet. During the winter we don't move very often because you have to steer the boat from the outside and it does get very cold, so we stay in one place most of the winter. At the front of the boat is the water tank, which holds enough water to last a month. As you walk in through the front door, you come straight into the kitchen. On the right is a cooker and a fridge. On the left is a sink. Next to the sink, there's a CD player with the CDs beside it. You walk straight from the kitchen into the sitting room. On the right is a stove. There's a table next to the stove on the right. On the left is a sofa with bookshelves and a wardrobe. From the sitting room you walk into the bedroom with a bed on the left. There's also a television and a cupboard behind the bed. From the bedroom you walk into the bathroom, which is even smaller than the bedroom. On the left is the toilet and next to that the shower. To the right is a sink with a cupboard underneath it which we keep the shampoo and soap in. The last room is the engine room, which has a large engine and shelves on either side. We run the engine every day because it gives us hot water and electricity. We really enjoy living on a boat. Although it may be small, we find it quite big enough for the two of us and the animals.
Unit 5. Development. Exercise 3. Listen again. List the furniture and equipment in two of the rooms. Unit 6. Meet the family. Unit 6. Relatives. Exercise 1. James is at Tom Hall's house for dinner. Listen and write the names of Tom's family.
How are you?
I'm fine, thanks.
Come in. James, this is my wife, Barbara.
How do you do?
How do you do?
For you.
Oh, thank you.
This is my daughter, Kate.
Hello.
Hello.
And her husband, John.
How do you do?
How do you do?
And this is my son, Bob.
How do you do?
How do you do?
Where's Sally?
I don't know.
She's out tonight.
Unit 6. Relatives. Exercise 3. Listen and read. James is talking to Kate after dinner. Are the sentences in your student's book true or false?
Coffee, Kate?
No, thanks, Mum. I don't drink coffee in the evening.
Do you live here, Kate?
No, James, they don't live here.
We live in Oxford.
Ah. What do you do?
I'm a teacher.
Do you have any children?
Yes, a boy and a girl.
Are you their teacher?
No, they don't go to school. My son's 4 and my daughter's 2.
Oh, I see. And what does John do?
He works for the Bank of England.
In Oxford?
No, we live in Oxford and I work in Oxford, but he works in London.
Unit 6. Relatives. Exercise 10.
Pronunciation. Listen to the sound er in these words.
Work. First. Nurse.
Listen again and repeat.
Work. First. Nurse.
Now listen to the sound or in these words.
Sport. Morning. Portugal.
Listen again and repeat.
Sport. Morning. Portugal.
Now listen to these words. Have they got an er or an or sound?
Daughter. Turkey. 30. 40. Passport. Water. Surname. Her. Wall.
Unit 6. Birthdays. Exercise 2. Listen and repeat the dates.
January the 1st. February the 2nd. March the 3rd. April the 4th. May the 5th. June the 6th. July the 7th. August the 8th. September the 9th. October the 10th. November the 11th. December the 12th.
Unit 6. Birthdays. Exercise 3.
Pronunciation. Listen and repeat the sound in these words. Fourth. Fifth. Sixth. Seventh. Eighth. Now listen and repeat the sound V in these words.
Father. Mother. grandfather. This. That.
Now listen to these words. Have they got a p sound or a m sound? Birthday. Grandmother. Thank you. Think. They. There. Bathroom.
Unit 6. Describing people. Exercise 2. Stress and intonation. Listen and repeat.
She's got long black hair. He's got short blonde hair. He's got a short brown beard. He's got a long black moustache. She's got short red hair.
Unit 6. Describing people. Exercise 3. Listen and read. Rosie's talking to her friend Fiona about another friend, Tarek. Look at the picture in your student's book. Is Tarek at the party?
Hi, Rosie.
Hello, Fiona. Come in.
Thanks. Everyone's in the garden.
Fiona, is Tarek here?
Tarek? What does he look like?
You know. He's tall, and he's got black hair. He's got a moustache and glasses.
Unit 6. Describing people. Exercise 4. Listen to the rest of the conversation and name three other people at the party.
Oh, yes. Tarek's here. And so's his girlfriend.
You mean Sue? She's got long brown hair and she's quite short.
That's right. But I'd like you to meet someone special.
Who?
My new boyfriend. That man over there with red hair and a moustache.
Has he got a beard, too?
No, but he's got glasses. Over there, look.
Oh, yes. What's his name?
Tony. He's very nice. What's the matter?
There's a doctor from the hospital here. I don't know his name. He's short, and he's got a strange little beard.
If he's got blonde hair... Yes, that one. He's my brother, Mike.
Oh, sorry.
Listen again, and look at the picture in your student's book. Match the three names with three numbers. Unit 6. Development. Exercise 3. Listen, and choose the correct answers to the questions in your student's book. The Ahluwalia family have a textile or fabric shop in London. First, I asked Shashi Ahluwalia about the shop.
Business is basically importing textiles from Japan, India, France, and selling them in the UK.
Then I asked Shashi about the people who work in the shop.
Basically the whole family. My father, my mother, my mother's sister, my brother, his wife, and my sister. My father generally keeps an eye on the whole business. My mother, my sister, my sister-in-law, my wife, they sell the fabrics to the customers. My brother and myself, we generally do the office work. We actually go out buying fabrics, but we also get involved in selling the fabrics and running the whole shop.
My next question was about where the family live.
We all live nearby. We live in Ealing, And we all live separately. My brother with his family, myself with my family, and my parents live separately.
Finally, I asked Shashi where the family was from.
My parents come from the north of India, the Punjab. The next generation, we were all born in East Africa, Nairobi, Kenya. And our children were all born in London.